Okay, Dov, good morning. Just before we start the halakha, there's a few boxes over here for whoever wants to give. We're collecting zecher the machatzita shekel to commemorate the machatzita shekel that was collected. We're collecting in now as well. The recommended amount is about $8, $8 or so.
And for every member of the family or
Exactly, yeah. For male bar mitzvah, male bar mitzvah and up. Above bar mitzvah and up. But if you want to give for each member, you're okay to do so as well. It's all tzedakah also. But obligation is from male bar mitzvah and up. And we're also collecting, we're starting to collect matanot levyonim. We know in less than 2 weeks, we're already approaching the holiday of Purim. So the appropriate amount is to give $10 to each poor person, two poor people. So 10 plus 10 is 20. So the recommended amount that Rabbi Ben Chaim taught us is $20 for matanot levyonim. So $8 per person for zecher and machatzita shekel, and $20 for matanot levyonim. Just a quick halakha. We're learning about the laws of netilat yadayim. There's an interesting halakha. When a person comes to pray and he wants to say the tefillah, he has to make sure his hands are clean. Right, so let's say he's coming from outside, he's coming from the bathroom, he's coming from somewhere else, he's coming from work, he doesn't know, my hands are clean, I was dealing with merchandise, dealing with different things, I don't know. So ideally what a person should do is anytime he's going to pray, going to tefillah, he should go wash his hands. He has to do netilat yadayim. Not necessarily even with a cup. Just to go clean your hands, make sure your hands are clean before you go and pray in front of Hashem. But what happens in a situation that you're in? Let's say, for example, you're not in a kanisa where there's a sink available. Let's say sometimes a person is on a trip or he's praying somewhere outside of the minyan in the street and there's no water available. But your hands may not, you don't know, your hands are clean, not clean, I don't know. What are you supposed to do in such a situation? So there's something called midei de menake. You're able to clean your hands on different types of items that are rougher types of items. For example, you see a stone, you can rub your hands on the stone and clean your hands with a stone. You see a piece of wood or sand or something like that you can rub your hands in to just like get any filth off, you want to rub it like that. That's also allowed as well. That would cleanse you in such a case. If a person doesn't remember if his hands are clean or not, you'd be allowed to rely on those type of things to rub your hands on in order to pray the tefillah. Not only that, but if let's say a person wakes up in the morning, early in the morning, he's very thirsty, and it's hard for him, it's difficult for him to go all the way downstairs, do netilat yadayim, clean everything, and he wants to drink water, you're not allowed to drink if your hands aren't clean. So what are you supposed to do? So the halakha says, if it's hard for you to go and wash your hands, at the very least, rub your hands maybe on a beged, on your clothing, clean your hands like this, and then after you rub your hands on your clothing, then you can make a bracha and you can drink. And when doing so, B'zad Hashem, if we keep our hands clean always when we thank Hashem, then B'zad Hashem, always the blessings that Hashem give us will always be in a clean way as well. Have a great day, everyone.